Today we're going to talk about pork and the quality of pork. My guest coming to us with the National Pork Board, although she's coming to us from Phoenix, Arizona, Dr. Kristen Hicks Roof, standing by. She's the Director of Human Nutrition. First, reminding you about Certified Piedmontese. Get more information about the tender beef item. Guaranteed tender every single time. You find it on the web at cpbeef.com. You don't need to go to the store. We deliver the tender beef to your door. cpbeef.com. Kristen Hicks Roof, I haven't talked about far too often lately because I get distracted by all of the other noise going on, like disruption of property rights and all of these other issues. How are you today? And did you just tell me it's 100 degrees in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes, it is nice and toasty out here, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. I love the heat. It's awesome.
Hey, here's the positive side. You don't need a grill and a little can of propane. You can just take your pork chop out on the sidewalk and flip it over a couple times and you got it.
As long as you get to the 145, who cares how you cook it, right?
What is the National Pork Board? What do you do with my checkoff dollar? That's the real question, Kristen.
That's a great question. So at the National Pork Board, we do research, education, and outreach and communications. And really, we work on behalf of all the farmers and producers out there who spend their day in and day out of making pork for the American people and worldwide. So a lot of what my role is at the National Pork Board, which is a commodity board, I manage all our human nutrition programs. So I'm the Director of Human Nutrition. So I get to manage, what do we invest research dollars in to understand what's the role of pork in human health? And why do we want to convince people or show people that pork is that high quality protein for your plate or your bowl, perfect across the lifespan? And educating dietitians and other health professionals about pork and how it is a beneficial part of the plate.
What are the top three questions that the consumers want to know about pork?
Number one, is it healthy for me? And so we talk a lot about pork and its nutritional contributions, not only the high quality protein, but then all those micronutrients it delivers. So I'd say that's number one. Number two is it a red or white meat? The other white meat campaign was very
a disaster.
Successful.
It was a disaster. Just tell
the
truth.
It was very successful. A lot of people remember it. And while it's a great thing to showcase the leanness, I guess you could say, it's also a challenge because pork is considered a red meat based on the myoglobin content from the USDA. And so it's really, how do we teach people about pork and whether it's a red or white meat? And I'd say the third thing is cooking temp. A lot of people are used to going out and ordering pork and it's overcooked and it's dry and it's bland. And so how do we better educate anywhere from chefs to dietitians to people on cooking it right so they enjoy the experience of eating that flavorful protein.
And I cannot do this without putting a plug for our spots that I have genetically selected for meat quality for four generations, and you don't get a dry pork chop, I'm just telling you. Kristen Hicks Roof, thank you so much. I appreciate it and appreciate the Pork Board telling the story of nutrient-dense meat items. Loose tails, be gentle, stay firm.